Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, we are here in Mayapur Dham. Finally just arrived a little while ago and been doing puja to Radha Damodar and Dhamitai Gaurhari. They're also here with us. We flew from into Calcutta. Straight from Frankfurt. It was very, very nice, pleasant flight to be able to come directly here. And then in Calcutta, we went to the house of disciple of Kamal Krishna Maharaj, Agavit Das. A devotee stayed at the simple little guest house nearby. I stayed at his place, this simple little old Bengali house. Kamal Krishna Maharaj would also stay. And then this morning we got on the train, which was very, very nice experience. I mean, it isn't a super train, but considering that I'm hearing how bad condition the road is coming to Mayapur, it was free of bumps, and we just got off at Kushinagar, and there was taxi there, and from there we just came here, and that was it. Very, very good. Short time, and without any of the inconvenience that road tends to present. And when we were in Calcutta, then I wanted to go see Panipati. I haven't been there for a long time. And to ask for Lord Nityananda's mercy prior to coming to Mayapur. And we did do that. Panipati was just about a 20-minute drive from where we were staying. It's on the bank of the Ganges, as it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there's a beautiful big banyan tree over there, and it was at the foot of this banyan tree that Lord Nityananda gave darshan to Raghunath Das Goswami and gave him his mercy, allowed Raghunath Das Goswami to serve all of his associates, Lord Nityananda's associates, and all the people in the nearby area for 3 days, serving them chip rice that's soaked in water, mixed with yogurt, or mixed with condensed milk, and also mixed with mango, a piece of mango and banana. And it's a wonderful festival that you can read about in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the actual sitting place of Lord Nityananda is there. We did a little bhajan for a little while. We got there sort of quite late and until the sun, as the sun was going down. From there, we went to the house of Raghava Pandit. If you remember Raghava Pandit's sister, Damayanti, she would cook all kinds of pickles and different types of specialty things for Lord Nityananda that he would then eat when he was in Puri. And Shivananda Sen, as he was taking the devotees to Puri, he would then stop on the way here, and they would collect all of these things, and with all of these wonderful items, they would continue on their way to Puri. And Lord Chaitanya, there's a whole list over there on the wall, and this very nice little diorama depicting that pastime of how they proceeded on to Jagannath Puri Dham. And the kitchen is also there. I saw the kitchen where she would cook. And then from there, we also went to a place that's in between the two, also on the bank of the Ganges, which is sort of property acquired by ISKCON. And it's a Jagadatri temple, Durga Devi temple. Very beautiful, traditional, with Lord Shiva shrines there, meaning that there were two temples also of Shiva Lingams, and a very nice ghats going down to the Jamuna. It was too cold to take full bath, and it was already evening, the sun had already set. But we were able to offer obeisances to Ganga Devi and sprinkle water on our heads from her. And a very interesting thing from there, about another mile or two down the river, we could see twinkling light, which was Kardaha. And this is the place where Lord Nityananda resided. It was his place of residence. When Lord Nityananda was given the order by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to move from Puri and come to Bengal to preach, then Lord Nityananda came here and stayed at Panihati for 3 months. And then he started looking around for a more permanent place to stay. And as he was going upstream, downstream, I'm not sure, then he came across this area, Kardaha, that he very much liked. And there was a wealthy landowner there, a materialistic landowner. And Lord Nityananda wanted to give him his mercy. So he asked him, can you give me some land where I can live? And just at that time, the landowner was smoking marijuana. And he was very arrogant, so he just laughed at Lord Nityananda, saying that you want land. He says, I'll give you some land. And so he threw the straw with which he was lighting his pipe into the Ganges, and he says, you can have that land over there. So just as he said that, then the bottom of the Ganges rose through the river top to form a peninsula. And of course the landowner was completely amazed and could understand Lord Nityananda was not an ordinary person. And of course he gave that land to Lord Nityananda, and so the Lord resided there, as I mentioned, for 30 years. That was his place of residence. And interestingly enough, not only is it the place of the Lord's residence, but according to modern scientists, scholars, they say that this is the place where Buddhism was dealt its conclusive death blow in Bengal. There were at that time a lot of Buddhists in Bengal. And once, knowing that Lord Nityananda lived there, it was a place of Vaishnavas, 10,000 Buddhists came there to debate or argue. And Janava Devi, one of Lord Nityananda's wives, greeted them, and she debated with them underneath the tree, and that tree is still there. We didn't get to go, but I'd certainly like to go sometime. And she debated with them and defeated them, and that was sort of the beginning of the again for Buddhism in Bengal. So these were the places. There are so many other places that one day I'd like to see, either on this side or the other side, like Saptagram, which was the residence of Raghunath Das Goswami, and other many wonderful places, just one after another, where all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates assembled and lived. Now it's wonderful to be here in Mayapur Dham. An offering for Radha Damodar and Gauri Kai, and after that we'll take prasad and probably take rest. I'm staying at Project Mark of this place, which is quite a distance from the temple, and then this is where Niranjan Maharaj stays, and then from here we'll go see Radha Madhav Panchatattva and Shingadeva this afternoon. And hopefully receive their mercy and blessings. And Anand and I would assume we'll probably take rest because we're a little tired. Anyway, hope everyone's doing well. And from now on, hopefully, all things equal, we'll be able to regularly give podcasts from wonderful Mayapur Dham. Hare Krishna.